Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of this week's episode of Balance of Power, Lightside Edition. So, poor Ko, trying to make a deal with Toydarian. So, Tara, your new friend, Boss Garge, floats greasily in front of you for a moment
Great
before,
adjective for floating.
right? It's like kind of like a shiny blob floating greasily before you. Like oil on a lake. He's like, you know, maybe I have an idea. Bothan, you look tough, sharp teeth, and your friend, the one who owns the droid, they good shot, strong arms, eh?
I kind of lower my brow and kind of say, one of the best.
All right. I got three papers, one for me. And one for each of these two. Hey, you two, you're fired. And they're like, what? Boss, what? And he's like, yeah, you heard me. Get out of here. And they're like, but you said you'd pay us. He's like, no, get out. And they're kind of like looking at each other, like, what the hell? He's like, Bothan, you and your friend, you got a job. You can be guards. Come inside with me. Pay's not very good, but I get you inside. Maybe you pay me for this job. I think. 200 credits, maybe that droid. We bring him inside, no fee. Throw him in the back of my cart. Say he's broken. Everything else in there is garbage. Then you, your friend, droid owner, and the droid, they all come inside with me. And then we're good friends. Maybe I have more work for you. What do you think?
Kind of look down and look back at the woods where my companions are and look back at him and I think we have a deal.
Yeah, he nods. He's like, okay, good. Well, go get your friend. Get the droid. Get back here. I'm gonna fix this cart. And he like flies over the cart and around the back. And you can just hear him like banging on something with like a wrench. And the two guards are just like standing there, sort of confused, trying to figure out like they just got fired. They're like, I mean, they weren't the brightest tools in the shed to begin with, so.
So I'm just going to kind of walk between them without saying a word, just kind of making sure I brush a shoulder against one of them so they get the idea, and walk back towards the woods towards the rest of the guys.
So you nudge one of them, and he like turns around as you bump past him. He looks at the other guy, he's like, don't touch me. And the other guy's like, I didn't. And then like they start shouting at each other as you like walk away
Perfect.
back to where Kess is.
Perfect. So I'm the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get back with the group and I'm going to let them know exactly what happened and let them know the situation and wait for one of their responses.
You know, just out of character, I really wonder which one is more like morally wrong. You know, tasing one guy and sending him off to the side, or putting two men out of employment. They had family.
Do you have any idea what the unemployment rate on Felucia
This is Darwinism in an economic
is?
framework. Okay, these guys clearly didn't belong in that job, and we're here to help them to whatever next job they're in.
Yeah,
All right.
true.
We're actually helping them.
I just stand to attention and I say ready to serve you in whichever situation that calls for. So I'll just be a guard.
So the problem here is that we have two passes. Now the droid we can throw in as scrap. No offense, C3. But he won't need a pass. But that
Okay.
means that two of us will be able to get in. Now we're going to need to figure out how to get the third one of us in and who that third one is going to
It's gonna
be.
be.
And I kind of narrow my eyes and look at him.
Well, we got rid of his bodyguards. So rather than having to lure three people, now we only have to lure one. If we wanted to go the route of stunning him, we could try and lure, we could, I mean, we could go the route of like, you already told him that we didn't want to go to the ship first, but somehow like get him off of the main road. Because you know, stunning one Toydarian versus one plus like his two bodyguards would be it'll be a lot easier. And then we can just put Zed in the back of the wagon. The three of us can use the passes.
Can we maybe we should inspect the wagon first and find out. I mean, have you ever sat in a box before, Cass?
Have I ever what?
Sat inside a box?
Why would I need to sit inside a box?
Do you think you can fit inside a box?
Why would I? But no, here's the wagon is full of metal and scrap and stuff. So we just put Zed in the back of the wagon. He pretends to be a broken bot. And then the three of us use the passes.
One issue here is, and this is out of character and to Adam, I'm not familiar with this. How stringent are we talking about with this customs control? Are they going to be like using scanners to, you know, are they going to be verifying the race? Like how much these passes that we have, are these personal passes? Like,
you can make a roll to see what you know about that. This is where that skullduggery skill would come in. or streetwise rather, because streetwise is about like illicit stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm good with that one.
Streetwise. Yeah, so you're trying to figure out the level of security that a outer rim outpost might. Yeah, let's call it two difficulty, but I'm going to use one of my points. Cuz I think it's more interesting
I do two purple and one upgrade.
Two purple, one upgrade on on my side, and I will
hand Okay, it over. And then I do skullduggery.
Yeah, you skullduggery, right?
Or no, streetwise.
Yeah, whichever one. Yeah, the first one you talked about, streetwise. Nice, good job. Okay, you figure probably they're going to be using scanners for weapons, mostly weapons and contraband. So they'll probably like do hand scanners, like sweepers of the cart, and they'll definitely like sweep you for weapons. Doesn't mean you can't have them, just that they'll need to be on the permit. The permits are probably not specific to like a person. It's probably just like a transit permit. They're valid within like certain dates. So if Boss Garge is not lying to you and has up-to-date permits, you'll probably be able to use them as is.
Right? Perfect. Okay. So, I'm going to kind of look at Kestrel and Kestrel, I'm assuming you put forth your idea. Mm-hmm. About luring him. Okay. So I'm going to look up at Kestrel and saying, you know, well, knowing what I do about border worlds like this one, that actually not only would probably work, but they also scan for weapons. We could potentially disassemble our weapons and hide them with the scrap, bring them in with the passes we have, while two of us carry weapons as we're guards, and then start our infiltration that way.
Sounds good.
What does space ID look like?
It would just be like, because Star Wars is like a space fantasy, so it doesn't make a ton of sense or anything. It would literally just be like plastic cards, probably.
Okay.
That you would like slot into a machine.
And it doesn't say your race or anything.
No. It's probably just, is it valid or not? Are the permits paid?
And because of, yeah, what Adam has told us, this means that we can lure the guy out to the wreck. We can, like, basically what I'm thinking here is we can go back and let them know, like, hey, you know, after talking with my crew, there's three of us, but one of my crew is convinced that we can salvage the pass. So what we can do is we can go back to our ship. If you want to come with us, we can haul some of our cargo back and give you your share right now. And then we can, on the way back, do what we're going to do.
Okay.
stun him heavily. Yes.
Can't be very clear about this gesture and what it actually means.
This means stun, right?
Stun his throat.
We're going to stun their neck.
Yeah.
Exactly. Actually, we're just going to
draw a line right here. Just stun her. And just... That's horrible.
All right.
Okay. So what are you going to do now? What's the plan?
All right. So I guess at that point, I'm going to walk back over with...
Commander, if I may.
Please.
There are many and varied creatures on the way here. I would assume that we would have weapons on us to defend ourselves against those. I don't think weapons will be a problem.
Depends on what the passes say, and we won't know what they say until we...
Did the guards you encountered, did they have weapons?
The two guards did, but there's three of us and there's three passes, but we could always just, like, I could just give my weapons to the commander and...
We could just have the guards hold all the weapons, actually. Right. That would probably be a lot easier than breaking them down and building them again.
Are you sure their chassis can handle such weight?
We'll have to see. The first step is seeing what we're able to bring in easily, and then we'll have to see what we can do from there.
Yeah, and I only have, like, one handgun, so... I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But right. Very good point, Z3.
So who's approaching Garge's caravan?
I will walk up. And I guess what we can do is I can go up solo and just let him know what's going on. And then if you guys want to be outside of the forest breach, I can kind of point over and wave to you. And you guys can wave back. And I'll just start walking over to not really give him a lot of chance to say no kind of thing. Hopefully that will be a bit more convincing than having to go through another persuasion check, but we'll see.
Cool.
All okay. Right. Sounds good. So you walk back up. Garge is finished whatever his repairs were, and he's sitting on the head of the like elephant thing, and it's like chewing on some grass that's pulled up from the side of the road. And so he sees you approaching.
I'm gonna walk over, trying to be as overtly friendly as possible, and just kind of wave on my way up and say, "Garge, my buddies are right over there by the forest line. You can see, and we're all ready to go. But after talking to one of my crew, I just realized that we could probably head back to the ship and bring some of our troop in now with the space you have left in your cart. If you would like to get some money right now and also give us a little money to spend in the town so we're not having to beg you for it or work for you, we could go get it right now before we go in."
He's
kind of like you suggested earlier. I slide it at the
end. Like, you want to go back to your ship now, huh? Well, he looks down and he's like, "I can't leave her alone. Can't take her in the jungle. So maybe you go in alone by yourselves. I'll stay here or go inside, have a drink, wait a few days. You survive. Come on back." But he shakes it. He's like, "I'm not going into the jungle."
So there's no way this cart could normally get to where the ship is, you think?
Oh, no, because the ship's all like in the forbidden zone.
Okay. So, but he doesn't know that.
So no, but you do.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'll say is, well, it's up to you, but, and we'll probably head back regardless, but the ship, if you go down this road just a little bit, we're a 5-minute walk into the forest. We could easily haul some of that into the cart. In fact, you wouldn't even need to do anything. My team could handle it myself. I mean, you wouldn't need to do much at all, and your cart would easily make the trip.
He kind of like looks around. He's like, "By the road, huh? Not far?"
About 5 minutes.
And he like flaps down and pulls out of his little side bag a little map pad, and he shows it to you, and it shows this long green line that runs out from the city. And he's like, "Where? Show me on the map."
So I'm going to look at the map, and I'm going to trace not too far back, but, you know, maybe a 15, 20 minute back down the road. And I'm going to look for an area that's heavily wooded by the road. And I'm going to point kind of perpendicular into the forest. I'm going to say, "I think we landed right around here. We're tracking with a sensor, and it's a little bit that way, but it's really not that far. The whole thing will take us about 30 minutes. We could do it by foot if you really want. It would just take us a lot longer, and you'd probably be here waiting longer too."
He laughs and like gestures down to his legs, which is kind of like tiny little flipper things dangling. But he's like, "I don't go anywhere on foot." And he looks at the map again and kind of rubs his chin. He's like, I don't know. Can you make a deception check real quick?
What are my penalties?
Your difficulty is two green, or two purple.
Okay,
two.
This is a deception.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got it. it's just like, down ship. Well, not too far, I think. Okay, all right. I'll turn this thing around, and he like flaps back up on top of the elephant, and he picks up a little like crop thing and like smacks her in the head. He's like, "Get up, lazy, come on." And she kind of like bellows and gets up a little bit and like slowly turns around and starts going back down the path the other way.
Great. At that point, I'm gonna head back over towards the group. As soon as I see they're all kind of looking at me, I'm just gonna kind of nod slowly and then kind of circle back around and keep following Grange, hoping they're gonna all follow me too, and we'll head that way.
Okay, so you're like up near him. So he's like, she shakes his head when you walk up, and his little snout flops back and forth. He's like, "You know, Bothan, maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe
And I'm going to put my hand on his little slimy, oily shoulder, and I'm going to say, you know what? I get that a lot, but trust me. We're doing it live.
He's like, trust you. That's a good one. We'll see. We'll see. And you you make your way down. And like you said, like you follow the other rest of you follow alongside about 10 minutes till you get to a point where he at some point is like looking around. It's like totally dark now. So he's got like a big, like a pole, with like a lantern hanging off of it in front of the like packet room. And he says to you, Talra, he's like, should be around here, huh? Like looks around. Duh, dark out here. Where's your ship, Bothan?
So I'm at this point, I'm going to kind of take out my my thing here. I'm going to walk into the woods. So, And I'm going to be like, hey, just give me 1 second. Let me go make sure that we're in the right place. And I'm going to walk in the woods and make sure I'm kind of out of eyesight. And then I'm going to kind of look back and, hey, guys, if you want to come on in and, Grange, if you wanted to come see the ship, you can come see the merchandise. It's right here. You should be able to see it from where I am here.
And yeah, he kind of like squints and like floats down. And he's like, okay. And like flies up behind you.
And at this point, I kind of look back at Kestrel and Gunner and kind of, now's the time, guys. Yeah,
I take my gun out and I'm like, you or me, Kes.
Take the shot, Gunner.
All right. I still have to like stealth up to his back. I want to stealth all the way up to him and then like stick my gun into him and then go for it.
Okay. So you poke him in the back right before you fire, and he kind of like turns his head towards you, Talra, and he's like, oh, Bothan, come on. And then they pull the trigger.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So you're stunning him, right? Like you're not.
Oh, I wasn't set to stun.
Oh, damn, I forgot. I'm checking.
Yeah, it's set to stun.
There's a bright blue flash, and his eyes kind of roll back, and he just like tumbles into the brush.
So, as I see this little guy tumble into a little oily ball on the ground, one of the things I'm going to do is walk back to the cart, and I'm going to see if there's any scrap or anything that we can kind of at least cover him with, so it's not like he's just out there for things to eat, you know. So we'll at least like this, not gonna be, yeah. And we also want to make sure as he's stunned that, you know, no one can just see him from the road or anything.
Yeah,
we do our best to build him a little grand fort, maybe like a small cat or a feline, and then we're going to make sure to completely loot him of all things, including the passes, which we now should have three of. And any money or anything he may have to. We're mugging.
Why are we stealing his other goods?
Rolling in. So he's got about...
We got a mission, guys. We got to focus on the prize.
He's got about 400 credits on him.
Nice.
He's also got a data pad full of IOUs. Like, it's a list of people that owe him money that live in Felucia. There's a manifest for he owns a shop in town, like a junk shop. His cart is piled up with what look like mostly like rusted metal, bits of old like ships or vehicles that have like, you know, he scavenges old sites of battles, like Clone War battles and stuff. So there's just a bunch of miscellaneous trash, but some of it might be worth something. Hard to tell from here.
You know, Gunner is very black or white, like do the mission or don't do the mission. This, like, kind of do it and then maybe loot the guy. We're like, like, very all over the place. It's like, it's rebels. This isn't what we were taught in training at all.
We're doing what we need to do. That's, I mean, we got a mission. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives are at stake. You know, sometimes you got to get your hands a little bit dirty to save the good people.
If that's what we're told to do, then I'm completely prepared to do that. Yes.
Sometimes you just gotta stun a greasy alien.
Sometimes you just gotta stun a grease ball. That's right.
So yeah, what do you want to do? Like he's asleep basically. Like, he's passed out on the ground. His little football shaped body just kind of like laying there in the dirt. The pachyderm is kind of like just pulling up some grass outside of there and eating it. And yeah, his cart's like 3 meters tall, piled up with like trash basically. But there is some room like to fit additional stuff.
Cool. So. Back at the side, I'm going to kind of look at Kestrel and Gunner and kind of go, do either of you want to take point on this? Do any of you feel like talking to the guards? As we
the pass? Guards?
I.e., do any of you have high persuasion stats?
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid question to ask.
I was trying to which one would that be?
I have 3 green in deception, but I have no bonuses outside of that. So
I only have 2. So.
Okay.
How are you looking, Gunner?
My training mainly focused in areas of combat.
Okay. Well, at that point, I'll just kind of take the passes and hand 1 to Kestrel and 1 to Gunner and tell them. And while I do that, I'll probably hand Kestrel my weapon and kind of look over at Z3 and say, you may want to jump in the back.
I might assume that I am pretending to be Scrap for this.
Take a nap, Zed. Power down, buddy. We'll wake you up on the other side.
Affirmative, Sergeant.
Years later, you wake up.
Exactly.
Humanity has long since.
Screw it up! Damn you! Exactly. The Statue of Liberty is a boffin now.
Yes! We made it! One of us lived!
Her furry beauty looking out over the wasteland.
Persuasion's cool, right?
No, there's a skill, persuasion skill. Sure. I think it depends on how you're persuading. It's charm if you're like trying to make friends and like flattery, flirting, and grace. This is going to be a deception roll, like misleading someone or distracting.
Okay, but cool helps you resist efforts to hide the truth. What is that?
Yes, cool is if somebody's lying to you. Like, so the difficulty of the deception roll is going to be the cool of the people you're trying to deceive.
What?
So you being cool doesn't make you a better liar necessarily. Just if other people lie to you.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, just swords and guns and stuff.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so Z3, you climb into the back of the cart. Okay. What do you want to do? Sorry,
Sergeant. Should I hide myself underneath, or should I remain on top of the Scrap?
See if you can like half cover yourself up at least. We don't want to look like we're outright hiding you, but you should be powered down so that they think that you're not an active bot.
Affirmative.
Have you ever seen E.T.? It's like that.
Now, let me ask you this. If I power down, can I power myself
you
back up?
You cannot power yourself back up.
Oh, can I power him up?
Yeah. There's just
a switch. Okay, there's a switch. All right.
All right, for further notice, like
this is a big, it's a kind of a big deal. Yeah.
Okay. Now Zeke, it is kind of important. The duration while you're powered down, you need to do this the entire time and make sure not to say anything. Laugh.
Don't tell me how to be Method Co. I'm Method. All right. I hop into the back. I kind of shift like one thing to a side and kind of crawl.
Yeah, I think some junk like tumbles down from a pile and like the head of one of those like Clone Wars like battle droids like kind of like tumbles down into your lap.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's mostly just junk and stuff back here.
No, I wanted to say something like, powering down now, Sergeant. I will await the kiss of my true love.
Awesome. I didn't think that bots had a sense of humor, Zed.
I'm learning.
Okay, so you power off.
Z thinks there's nothing funny about my love.
So we just kind of arrange the scrap metal kind of half on top of his legs to make him look like he's just kind of tossed in the back of the wagon.
Yeah, okay.
And then we can throw the tarp back up on top to keep everything in.
Sure. And yeah, thankfully you were just in like a recent battle, so he's looking pretty like dinged up too. So he fits in nicely with the pile of junk.
You look like junk.
You look like junk. You could be junk. Okay. So you you pile him in there and you head out with the cart. And I think it takes, you know, you get back in line after there's like some grumbling and you know, you work your way through towards custom and it takes several hours. Like I think it's probably dawn by the time you reach the customs gate. And you can see Yeah, you're all feeling like pretty run down. There's there's a cart that goes through. It's like a speeder with a pulling a hover like cart behind you, and it goes ahead of you. And then you can see that there's a it's kind of like a tunnel, basically, with scanners built into the walls. And you can see a group of about a half dozen Imperial stormtroopers standing there. They're all carrying like blaster rifles, and they're checking the vehicles as they come in.
Okay, so a couple quick things I want to do while we're in line. Mm-hmm. I'd like to scour the cart and all the objects that we got off of Grange. Mm-hmm. And I want to see if we can find any official documentation on what we're carrying, where it's going, its worth, basically like any information that may help us quickly get through customs. As these are all the first things they're going to ask.
Yeah. So,
like the biggest thing we're looking for is where is this stuff going, and is it an official like business name we can use?
Yeah. So I mean, Garge was taking it to his junk shop, right? Garge's junk shop. It's like a place in the city. So that was the address. There's no real manifest. Like, it's just like junk, many. Like, he just has a lot of scavenged
many junk stuff.
Yeah, many junk. A lot of gray items. And that's about it. There's no manifest otherwise.
Great. Okay. So that's perfect. Do we have any personal items of Garge's?
If you want to. Yeah. I mean, like what?
We stripped him and
the little guy. So
I'm thinking more of something
that's just like a naked, greasy balloon out in the desert or out in the jungle.
Right. Well, I'm thinking maybe if we had like if he had like a card from his shop or something that we could just kind of wave up and been like, yeah, Grange gave us this to show you guys. We're just going to his shop.
Not really. Like, you could mention his name. You know his name, but
okay. Also, last question here. Well, no, actually, we wouldn't know that. Never mind. I was going to say, how well known is he? But we have no idea. So never mind. There'd be no way to figure that out. So yeah, I guess we'll just walk up.
Okay. All right. So you walk up to the line, and one of the stormtroopers like puts his hand up, and he's like, "Hold it there." And the scanners start to run. So they power up. They start to hum, and they glow blue. And there's this like sudden kind of like, you get this like weird tingling sensation in your skin as the scanners like run on the cart, and the stormtrooper walks up. He's like,
papers,
and like holds his hand out.
By the time he asks for it, I'm already holding it up. I'm trying to be proactive about it. You know, I've got that kind of just tired traveler look on my face. And as I hand it to him, I'm going to say, "Here you go. You know, whatever else you need, just let me know." And I'm just going to kind of look down and kind of be, you know, look very weary and kind of just tired.
Okay. All right. So he, he looks over.
When you were scanning, I just pictured the Futurama like, "Ow, my sperm." Oh, it didn't work. Yeah.
So he looks over the papers that you have here. And he's like, because it's, and so it's like, you have the merchant pass or whatever, and they're your like employees.
Okay.
So he comes up all close to you, so you can see your own like reflection in the eyes of his sort of skull shaped helmet. And he leans in, and he's like,
"Where did you steal all this from, alien?"
So at that point, I'm going to laugh, assuming he's making a joke, and just kind of go, "Good one. Third time this week, man. We're just bringing this back to Grange. He doesn't pay well, but as I'm sure you know, he keeps some merchandise flowing."
It's like, "Yeah, I'm sure I don't know anything about that." And from the back of the cart, someone's like,
"Sir, you're going to want to check this out."
And he's like, "Don't move." And he walks away. Like, he gives you the "don't move" finger, and he walks around the back. And around back, I guess one, I don't know, which of the two of you is like guarding the back of the caravan? Is it Kess, are you back there?
Yep.
Or is it gonna, yeah, you're back there. Okay. All right. So you can see, I guess you're probably staying fairly close to see. You come around the back, and one of the guards has like moved away some of the junk around Z3, and he's like, turns to the officer when he comes up. He's like,
"Sir, is this a,"
and he like kind of like puts his hands up, and the guy's like,
"Yeah, looks like Imperial issue."
And they like, yeah, they dig through, and the stormtrooper looks at you, and they're like,
"You got papers for this droid?"
That pile of metal? What are you talking about? I don't have papers for a pile of metal.
And yeah, he takes a look at it and kind of like shakes his head. And then they, the two of them like walk back up to the front. And the guard walks up to you, Tara, and he says, he's like,
you've got an Imperial droid in the back of your cart. You know that?
So I'm just going to kind of look and smile and say, look, I get paid to move things from point A to point B. All I know is that that's metal. That's what I do. I don't know what it is. All I know is it had its papers coming down. It has its papers right here. It'll have its papers when it gets sold next week. All I know is nothing back there works, and it probably won't for a long time.
All right, let's make that deception check.
Wow.
Good shit, buddy. That was good shit.
Can you give us a message test?
So deception, yeah, I mean, I think the difficulty, let me look at what the Stormtroopers stats are here. One second.
Someone told me that I have a racial trait.
You do. It's true.
Yeah, that when I do deception checks, I get to like remove a dice or something.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your if it's like a racial ability or if it's like convincing demeanor. Yeah,
what's that
convincing
do? Demeanor.
Mm-hmm. So you remove one disadvantage die. So normally the difficulty would be it'd be three purples and a black. Through the three purples because they're suspicious and it's their job, right? One black because they're Imperials and they don't like aliens. They're suspicious of aliens. But you have a convincing demeanor, so that disarms a little bit of that. So the difficulty is three purple. I'm going to give you, I'll give you an advantage die. I'll give you a boost die for the papers that you stole from the Toydarian.
Great. That's one blue?
Yeah. So you should have one blue in your pool and one blue and three purple.
Okay, and I'm rolling deception.
You are rolling deception. Do you want to spend? Do you want to spend that light side, that destiny point? You can if you want to.
I probably do if it's okay with you guys.
Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go ahead. Put one upgrade on your side.
One upgrade. Okay. Great. And we're doing deception.
Do it.
Come on, you little lion fluff ball. Let's do this.
Ooh. Okay. So you do not deceive the. You don't deceive the stormtrooper. So he
cut and run.
Yeah. So you take a strain from the stress of the moment.
Okay.
And the stormtrooper, he kind of like looks you up and down, and he looks over one of the other stormtroopers, and he's like,
"Hey, TK-425, you know what they say about boffins?"
And 425 looks at him. He's like, "No, sir. What's that?"
"Well, they say they're all liars. Take them in."
And they
at that point I go, "That's racist."
two of the stormtroopers start walking towards you with their like blasters out, and one of them's like,
step down from the cart, sir."
Wait, did you say there were like how many stormtroopers around us right now?
There's six.
Six of them.
I don't have a weapon. Our droid is deactivated.
Yeah, so just mechanically, just to give you an idea of what it would require, all it would take is a single action to turn Z3 back on. Someone would just have to like be in range and just flip them on.
Kes can talk to you again.
Yeah, but then
Kes can throw you the gun too as one.
Okay. Okay.
Well, look. What do you guys want from us? We're moving metal from outside the city into the city. What do you want? Like, and then
ma'am, calm down, ma'am.
I just grab Zed by the like his feet and just like drag him out of the cart, and he's still off. And just like drag him out of the cart, and there's just like metal that just goes all over the ground. And I'm like,
yeah.
It's a broken droid. What do you want from us? Should we leave him here? Do you guys want him? Is that why you're stopping us right now?
So he stares at you, and he like looks down at the droid and looks back at you. He's like,
"Ma'am, pick that droid back up if you don't want me to add littering to your list of crimes."
God damn.
What do you guys want us to do with all of our stuff? Do you want us to leave it here with you? And like trying to like kind of pick up Zed, like he's cumbersome.
Yeah. So you like kneel down, like trying to pick him up.
It's like setting him up.
He's really heavy. Yeah.
I've got no string. No.
I guess I try and like bro talk the guy, you know? So we both look badass. I'm sharing up cool guns. And I'm like, man, those fucking Boston's, man, I really feel you about that. Always fucking us over again. I fucking Boston's.
At that point, Tower walks away and is never seen again.
You take Tower, they put a bag over your head and you just disappear.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're like, yeah, they're pointing their guns at you, and they're like the guy keeps saying to you, Kes, like,
step away from the droid, put your hands up,
and he's like telling you like get up and like,
wait, you want me to move the droid? You want me to leave the droid? I'm trying to. You're telling me I'm littering. I'm trying to not litter.
Right, freeze. Put your hands up. Yeah, so they're like around you in the perimeter, like pointing their guns at you, and they want you to just like put your hands up and like. You know, get away from the cart. Like, it's getting out of hand.
It's getting out of hand.
So, are they all pointed at Kes?
No, so they're all like around you,
circling.
And each of you has someone pointing aside from Z3. Everybody has like at least one blast rifle pointed in your direction.
Okay, so I just say on comms, let me know when, Commander.
So I'm gonna try one last thing with my. I'm gonna raise my hands and just kind of looking back. And Kestrel obviously not having a good time back there, you know. Gunner's trying to screw with them. I'm just gonna look at the lead trooper who's hassling us. I'm gonna be like, look, we were supposed to get this here 6 hours ago. We've been stuck in this line for 3 hours. We don't get this stuff in here by the end of the day. Ground is gonna be back here tomorrow looking who to fire. Do you guys really want to go through this right now? We've done this 3 times this week. What's going on? Why don't you just let us through? You're going to have to deal with this later if we do anything now.
Can you make a... you're threatening him. You're threatening him with something he's not that scared of, but...
Technically, it is a threat, but it's not a violent threat.
It's a threat. It's totally a threat. Okay, make a coercion. Make a coercion roll.
A coercion roll. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, so with how many...
Difficulty 3.
Okay, let me fail this real quick. One sec.
Oh, you got a success. Okay, so he's not going to let you go, but instead of hitting you in the face with his blaster rifle, he says, he's like,
all right, stay calm, furry.
And he like...
What is with all this racism?
It's the Empire. They hate non-humans. So he like points the gun like sort of down, and he's like...
We don't want any trouble. You just got to come in and answer some questions.
Oh, man.
At that point, I'm going to put my hand up to my ear and I'm going to go now.
Did you get an advantage from that roll?
Turn me on! While I'm telling her that we're doing this, can I use my force push to flick Z3's switch?
Let's see if you're fast enough to do that before the fight starts, and then we'll roll the actual fight. So.
Oh, come on, Lone Star did it to Mega Maid. Let's do this.
What about the line of like all the people? There's like all these witnesses. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. This is, well, the problem is though, if they take us back, like A, we'll get split up. B, if we get discovered, we're literally in the belly of the beast. Like there's, we're out of options. There's nothing
else. Make a difficulty 1 cool roll.
Did anyone get any advantage dice?
From which?
Just at any point.
I'm just generally, no. So maybe you think about the idea of using the force to like turn on, but you've also got a blast rifle pointing in your face. So instead of being able to do anything, you take a point of strain and you just feel like a bead of sweat, like drip down your face.
Force fail.
You are not cool enough. You're not cool enough to leap into action yet. So let me put some stormtroopers out here.
Oh, good God.
Well, guys, it's been a good run.
Look, we killed the giant crab monster from before. Okay, we got this. They're just clones.
Adam,
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
That's an appropriate thing to say in this situation.
as soon as they turn me on,
duly noted.
I just want to know, like, how fast can I assess the situation?
You can use an action to do that. Yeah, I mean, being turned on, it's not like you're, you know, you're not like a Commodore 64. Like, you just are on. It takes a second for you to be on, and then you're aware of your surroundings. But if you want to like take an assessment of the situation, you you gotta.
No, the reason why I say that is because I might be able to do some quick talking being, you know, a repurposed Death Star droid.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to like do some quick, like some quick shit. I'm just saying.
That's true. You could certainly try. So you're out right now. So what we'll do is we'll get everybody else to roll an initiative. Let me just clear the order first. Make sure you clear your pool before you roll initiative. Just click the little rotating arrows button just to make sure there's nothing in the pool. And then under combat, click cool if prepared. Click that initiative because you're prepared for a fight. And so everybody except Z3 does that, and then I'll do once for the stormtroopers. See when they go.
Can you take away all of the dice for it?
Yeah, just make sure your dice are cleared from your pool. Cool. Okay. All right. So you do get a full set of everybody gets to act before the stormtroopers start firing on you. So what are you going to do? Who's first? What's the first thing that happens?
I feel like I go to move to attack, but you know, just because it really helps out my sword to use advantage dice. I hold that. But like cannon, like, you know, I'm ready. But I'm gonna wait.
You're ready to attack, but it is true mechanically. If you can get more advantage, you can cause crits and do all that business. So,
how is that different from anyone else though?
I get much more of an advantage that's going to me helps much more than anyone else in terms of hitting and damage.
Okay.
Just because of vicious, like triggering special capabilities with Gunner's weapon, it does better when it does crits. But then these are just stormtroopers, so almost any hit will kill them.
Okay, so I guess I'll go first and turn on Zed.
Okay, so that's just a movement action. You don't actually have to like take a flush, and so you just crouch down and flick, and it like turns on.
Okay,
you can still do something though.
Did she already throw me my gun?
That's another thing she could do.
I'll do that then too.
Or you could shoot a stormtrooper or whatever.
One hand I'm turning Zeke on, and then the other hand I'm throwing a gun to Ko.
Okay, all right. So Talra, you. The gun comes flying over the cart, and you grab it.
Does that count as the turn? Or?
Should I make your roll? I think I'm going to make your roll to catch it. Because it's coming from over the cart.
This is episode one, Kes, all over again.
It's not a problem for you, Kes.
yeah.
Talra, make a... Make an athletics check.
I can't force this in any way, right?
No, but later you'll be able to, like, once your force powers are more developed, you can add force dice to rolls like this to pull stuff in your hand, but no.
Great, okay.
So just make an athletics check. Difficulty one, take an advantage die, because Kes is trying to throw it to you, not throwing it at you.
Got it. And that's just one blue, right?
Yep, one blue and one purple. Okay, so it lands near you, but you don't. Yeah, it doesn't land in your hands. Kes, you throw it. Here's the thing, Kes. Like we see it from Kes's perspective, you just like throw the gun. I assume you like shout something to Tara so he knows it's coming.
Yeah. The dewbacks are pretty big, so we're gonna have to throw it over that thing too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like an arc.
Yeah.
and the shot is fine, right? Like you're just like heads, and you like throw it over.
Catch, Commander.
And. You hear on the other side, you hear the metallic sound of the gun hitting the ground.
And it is kind of quiet. Son of a bitch!
Yeah, whatever that equivalent is in Bothan. Okay, cool. So now who's going to go?
Can I toss my gun? Wow.
Everybody throw your guns at Tauro. Throw them.
Yay!
I have to wait until next round to do anything.
Yeah, we'll roll your initiative at the beginning of the next round. Zeke.
Cool.
Can that be my maneuver? I think that counts as like I mean, it's right, beside, right? To give.
Yes. Yeah. You could put it in his hands as your maneuver if you want to.
Okay. So
you're standing right next to him.
That okay. So I go with one arm to my back to grab my sword, while my other arm goes to my holster to grab my gun. And then I, like, flick the gun out while I grab the sword. And then I kind of, like, spin around and go for both of the two guys that are near me. Unless there's more that I can try to go for.
No, they're set up more or less like you see them here. So you want to use a maneuver to give the weapon to Tara. Then you want to maneuver into engaged with one of the stormtroopers and attack.
Or try and go for both of them at once.
Yeah, you can only engage one person at a time.
Okay.
But if you spend a strain, you can do that. Because it's two maneuvers and an attack.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll take the strain.
Okay. All right. So take a strain and make a difficulty 2 attack with your weapon.
Okay.
So, Talra, you have a weapon now. You get a gun shoved into your hands.
And one at your feet still, right?
There's one near your feet. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Wow. Yep. Okay. So you dispatch that stormtrooper soundly. What does it look like?
Is that the one I was trying to like bro talk to, or I'm guessing
it could be
not.
If you want.
Oh, there's no negative dice.
Oh, yeah. You didn't put in your 2.
Oh, because
Otto.
Because I clicked it, but I didn't click off.
Yeah, click it and click out. Reroll that thing.
That's so annoying. All right.
Ah, okay. All right. So he manages to jump back before it would be a fatal blow. So you like scratch across his armor. You do have advantages. You got four advantages you can spend. What do you want to spend them on?
What can I use them on for myself?
You can spend 2 to perform an immediate free maneuver. You could spend all 3 to negate a defensive bonus he might have. He doesn't have one right now. You can spend 1 to recover a strain, so you get that strain back.
Yeah, I'll use 1 to recover a strain. Can I pass on 1 to my future self?
Yeah, no. You can pass on 1 blue to the next person who makes a check.
Okay, so then I still have 2 unused, but I can't really use them, right?
One for the maneuver.
Exactly. All right. For my maneuver, I go into like a really sick battle stance.
Okay, cool.
I'm really ready.
you're in a slick battle stance now. All right, cool. And so you're engaged with that stormtrooper. So the two of you are like hand to hand fighting. Okay, so Talra, now it's your turn.
Okay, so I guess let's see. After I move these windows around. I guess there's not much I can do but just take a shot.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a shot at the guy directly to my northeast there.
Okay.
Northeast.
This guy?
Yeah.
Okay. It's difficulty 2 or difficulty 1. You're at short range.
And I have my light blaster pistol, right?
You have a pistol that Gunner gave you. Gunner, what kind of weapon did you give Talra?
Let me check. It's a light blaster.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I? It is a light blaster.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So if you want to, do you want to use your maneuver to aim first?
Yeah, let me do that.
Okay. Yep,
I'm going to aim right down. And what are my dice rolls on this one?
Just one purple, and because you aimed, one blue.
Do I
get an advantage, right?
Do I get a blue as well from...
From Gunner, yep. So two blue, one purple. Two blue, one purple. Yep.
Okay, and I'm firing my lasers.
Whoa, wrecked. Okay. Yeah, point blank shot right in the chest. Big smoking hole in his stormtrooper armor. The guy goes like sprawling back, knocks over some crates, and is just like lying on his back.
I take a step forward and I say, "That's what you get, racist. I'm not a liar." Much.
So we lied about everything.
I was gonna say somewhere in the jungle, a wounded Toydarian wakes up and he's like, "Oh, Bothans." All right, so
the camera snap.
Exactly. So the storm. I never lied about anything. The stormtroopers will go, and then Z3 will get you to roll. So this stormtrooper is going to take a shot at Talra. So get my character sheet here. It's one purple. I am going to take the shot. Just got to make sure I don't have a bunch of skills for them because they're all acting individually. So they're terrible at everything. Yeah, perfect. All right, blaster rifle. Let's see what happens. Pew! No, he misses. So he fires at you, the blaster shot goes wide, hits the side of the cart. There's a blast of sparks. I'm going to pass on my advantage die to the next one to take a shot. So let's make that one. I'm going to make one of the ones that are melee and gunner. So the two gunner, the two that are fighting you, they like sling their blaster rifles and pull out, like batons. And they both like rush at you with these like electrified batons, trying to beat on you. So let me roll for them.
Is Sam ready to take a beating?
The first one is gonna get an advantage. How much damage does the baton do? I'll just roll the skill and see if he hits first. Melee. Here we go, combat melee. Nope, so that first guy misses. And then the second guy with the guy with the advantage, and he's got advantage from his other friend. Let me see if he hits you. So you, the two of you are just like brawling it out now.
Yeah, I just like grab the one guy's hand and I push it away.
Yeah, you're fighting two stormtroopers at once. Cool. No, they can't hit you. There's just like a flurry of baton swings, and you're parrying every attack that comes your way. This is the like stunt where the stunt budget for the episode got like, these are, you know, we're doing the big like kung fu thing. You throw one of them and they like come rushing at you. Cool. Okay. And then Kes, you get two of them shooting at you.
Okay.
So cool. These two, I can roll difficulty one at short range. Okay, first stormtrooper. Nope, but advantage for the next stormtrooper. I'm rolling really badly for these guys. I need some skills.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Nothing. No hits. None of you get hit by the stormtroopers. Stormtroopers firing at point blank range can't hit a stationary target.
There's a reason that saying came up.
Go fucking figure. So there's like a bunch of like blaster fire and like panic and smoke and like just nobody's getting hit. Like the side of the cart is getting hit and like the walls are getting blasted.
I honestly think you should move like a light side point to our side because like.
It's all very dramatic looking, but none of them hit.
This is as real as a Star Wars movie is going to get, guys.
Exactly. Star Wars, everybody. All right. So, Zeke, you can roll for your initiative now that you're awake and part of combat.
Okay. And I got my dice pool cleared and then.
Under combat, just click the initiative. Cool if prepared, all the way on the far right.
Cool if prepared. Okay.
Bam, there you go. Okay. All right, so all four of you will get to go before they do. So go ahead and choose who's first.
Since I just like woke up and I'm on the ground. I kind of like, you see like me like sit like shoot straight out like my legs and like Sergeant, what happened?
Snap to it. They're shooting at us. Take out the stormtroopers.
Situation than I left you with.
No time to explain. Just start shooting.
Affirmative. I hop up and I will, let's see. You know, I'll just blast the one that's like right in front of me. Or like, excuse me, right straight south of me.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Unless anyone has an objection to me going first.
No, go for it.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Real quick while he's doing that, Adam, I had three advantage on my roll.
Yeah, you can pass it along.
Can I pass one to Zeke right now?
Yeah, you can. You can spend it to recover strain, and you can also use two of them to pass. Basically, the way it works is like one passes one blue die to the next active person's check. Two passes a blue die to anybody, whether they're the next check or not. You have three total right now, so you can recover
one strain and one blue die to Zeke.
Okay, yeah, and then you can pass. You can actually pass two blue dice to Zeke because he's the next one to go.
Perfect. Let's do that.
All right. So Zeke, add two blue dice to your roll.
Knock him dead, Zeke.
What's the difficulty again?
You're at short range. What are you using? What weapon are you using?
Light blaster.
Yeah. So you're at short range. Just one.
Just one. Okay.
Yep.
And let me click out of that because we know what happens if we don't. Combat. It's under skills. Idiot.
Yeah, if you're using a weapon, there should just be a click, a macro on your weapon itself.
Oh, in combat here?
Yeah.
Pistol. There we go. Flash pistol. Perfect. Okay.
Boom. All right. Yeah, you toast the dude. So you get your feet and fire at him, and you hit him in the head, and his helmet smokes and it tumbles to the ground.
How long have you been fighting these people, Sergeant?
Not long.
They seem to go down easy.
Yeah, they're weak.
Okay, like having this conversation while the stormtroopers are like shooting around you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So who's next?
Kestrel, you want to go again?
Sure. Yeah, I'll just shoot at the one south of me.
Okay, go for it.
So what do I need to put in my dice pool?
Just one purple die. Zeke can pass two blue over to you. Or Zeke, do you want to heal your strain?
Yeah, can I do one and one?
Yeah, definitely. So okay. add one blue die, Kes. If you take a second to aim, it's another blue die and one upgrade, right? Because your aim is all fancy.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So your total is gonna be two blue dice and one upgrade and one purple, and then you roll your skill.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Crit. Get you just wrecked. Blast them. All it takes is one thing to hit these guys and they die.
Can I just I hold my gun up and aim and I say one shot, one kill, and just shoot him in the head.
Yeah, and we get the snap focus where it's like focusing your gun and then you fire and then it focuses on him and there's a hole right in the middle of his helmet and he just falls down. You can use that triumph as well to upgrade the difficulty of the next character's check, upgrade the next allied character's check, or do something vital such as like shooting the controls nearby blast doors. I don't know if there's anything necessarily like that you could do, but if you want to pass along an upgrade to the next person, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'll just pass on the upgrade.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
Normal blue upgrade?
No, upgrade turns one of your green dice into a yellow one.
I see. Upgrade, yeah.
Yep. All right, so who's going next, Gunner or Talra?
I can go next. Gunner, okay. Or Gunner, you want to?
I mean, I guess
whatever our last order was.
On me, yeah, so. I can go long. Sure. So I'll use the upgrade?
Yeah, it's the next person. So just make sure you have one upgrade in your pool, and you're rolling against two purple dice for difficulty.
So an upgrade is always better than a blue, right?
Always, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so I'm going to take another whack at them.
Okay, you're swinging one of them with your vibro sword.
God damn.
Holy shit.
Let's do that one.
bomb crits. So take a strain, but you kill one of them. And with those two crits, you can upgrade the next person's action, or you can... you can also with two, when dealing damage, have the attack destroy a piece of equipment they're using. But you can pass an upgrade over to Talra as well.
Yeah, I'll pass an over to Talra. I guess like while I crit through his bones and like fresh his body.
Yeah, I mean, what is that exactly? What does that look like? Like you have this like perfectly sharp sword. You're fighting these two guys with batons. One of them like takes a swing at you. You block it. You swing at the next guy and... Yeah, you kill him really badly. What does it look like?
My sword, I have the serrated edge, so it is really sharp, and it will glide through people, but they have armor and everything on, so I am putting a lot of my own force into it, but I'm so strong, you don't really notice. Still, you know, it looks really easy, but it's not, so I'm like gritting my teeth and going for it. And I say, you know, just to play along to the rebels and their stupid lines, like, I'm not going to say this is like shooting womp rats, but I'll just say like, not fuck Bothans, fuck you, or something like that.
Yeah, cool. So you just like carve through the guy.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and he falls to the ground. And then Talra, to finish off the PC's action this round.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take a shot at the other guy right up there. Yep.
Perfect.
So I do one upgrade?
Yes. Yeah, put one upgrade in your pool, one purple die for difficulty.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay, let's do it. Ba-boom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ruined. Stormtrooper down. Okay, so yeah, you just blast him. What does it look like?
Well, what happens is it's kind of like one of those old 70 movies where right where my bullet hits him, like he starts just disintegrating from that point, and it slowly goes out until his whole body is out, and he's doing the whole like getting frozen carbonite thing, as his whole body just like falls into like atoms and pieces.
Nice. Yep. Awesome.
That is not typically accurate, Commander.
So let's. I'll do the last remaining stormtrooper. We'll take a shot on Gunner, and then we'll grab a break because the fight's pretty much over here. But I want to get one last swing in with this stormtrooper.
You should use all your destiny dice on it.
Come on, trooper. I'm gonna use one. I gotta get one hit in on you. Mm-hmm. So let me use a point here.
Oh, moving the dark side point over.
There you go. Okay, so I'll give him one upgrade. Clear that pool. One upgrade. And he takes a mighty swing with his truncheon. And nothing. Just find nuts.
I just got to
reroll it. No difficulty dice.
Oh, I didn't add his difficulty dice. That's right.
Sorry, Caitlin.
Wow, he can't even hit when there's nothing stopping him.
Yeah, so why would that be a reroll?
Well, because, you know, we got to play by the rules. All right, there you go. You get truncheoned. You get truncheoned once. So you take 5 damage, Gunner. Take 5 wounds.
I feel like if the roll is harder to make and you fail it, I'm serious though. Like, I feel like that isn't grounds for rerolling. That's how I feel personally.
I think it's more accurate if we just always roll the appropriate amount of dice, regardless of whether the first roll was a success or not. But it's only 5 wounds. So as you're cutting his friend in half, he like smashes you across the back with the truncheon, and maybe expects you to go down, but when you don't, he kind of stands there like, oh dear. Like, he's just holding the truncheon as you turn around. So let's grab a break here, and we'll see. Maybe you'll just get another turn when we come back and cut this guy in half to you. Stick around.
What a cliffhanger.